I get you a coffee?
Not fine for now, thank you, Len.
Oi, you two.
This is Josh.
How do you do?
Hey, great casting, mate. Nobody better to play the part.
Josh will be documenting my performance today.
Yeah, I'm just taking a few shots for Len's portfolio. Hey, got a lovely one of you glaring at a crew member who grabbed a sandwich you had your eye on.
Yeah, that's because you took the last tuna.
I recognise you, actually. You've been in something.
Yeah, a bit of TV work here and there, mainly, you know, bit parts, but slowly working my way up. And you? I know that voice.
Oh, just for these things. Anything they can do to drain the last drop of blood out of me?
Yeah.
I definitely know your face. I can't...
Josh, I think I left my script in the classroom. Can you just check if I left it there?
A script? How many lines you got?
Okay, everyone. All right, son. You're looking a bit lost there.
What the...
Nigel's mum warned him of the risks. I've got a packet of crisps here if you fancy.
I don't believe it. Calm down, Len. That bastard's dubbed me.
No matter how tempting. If you pop in, I could give you a lift home. And Nigel remembers the advice.
No, thanks. My mum told me not to talk to strangers.
A stranger, thankfully foiled. All right, then. Suit yourself.
585857.
Watcher.
What?
Look, it's not what you think.
What do you mean it's not what I think?
Just let me explain.
You really know how to stab someone in the back,
mate,
don't you?
Hear me out. Just please hear me out. Look, they called me up, yeah?
How did they get your number?
I gave it to that producer bird.
Worming your way in around the back door?
I asked her out, you nonce. Free agent and all that, now that Angie left. I asked her out. She said no. Finished. Next thing I know, she calls up a week later offering me a wad of cash to do some voice work. They didn't tell me it was you until I turned up.
But you still went ahead.
Mate, I'm broke. What else do you want me to say?
You're not broke, Josh. Just lacking moral fibre.
I'll make it up to you, Len. I mean it, mate.
Why didn't you at least warn me?
Mate, I didn't know how to tell you.
Mate, how long's this going to go on for?
Begging for forgiveness in there, were you?
If it's any consolation, I'm getting a load of flack for that film.
Really? What's that? Lost your job? Tarnished their clean-cut image?
Ashley's getting bullied at school, if you must know. And I'm getting my fair share of crap jokes from the dads as well.
Sorry to hear that.
Must be worse for you, yeah?
Everyone's been very nice, actually. Very complimentary. Can't fathom why they'd pick on you. How's Ashley doing?
Still getting it in the neck. They're only 10, this lot, with the stuff that comes out of their mouths.
That old gang of them chased me the other day.
See? Did you a favour. Imagine if it was your voice on there as well.
All right, Josh, all right.
Look, why don't we grab a pint down the Eldon tomorrow night for a chinwag?
I can't, mate. My wife's got some Greek bash that I'm getting dragged along to. Actually, come to think of it, why don't you pop along?